Before you do the seeding, you got to do some weeding. In other words, when I go out to plant a garden, I don't just go out and start planting seeds. First thing, I break up the soil. I get out all the dirt clods. I eliminate all the rocks. I pull out all the weeds. I get that soil really ready so it's clean. And I get it all ready for the soil. And he says, get rid of two things. Get rid of filth and get rid of evil. That's interesting. This word filth in the Greek, riparion, you know what it is the word for? Earwax.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick makes it possible for anyone to study and understand what the Word of God really says. Whether you've just started studying the Bible, you've been studying for a while, or you're a biblical scholar, there's something for you in this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that is the perfect complement to this audio series called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit, which includes a DVD and workbook. It's perfect for your own study time or your time with your small group. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Building My Life on the Bible.
James chapter 1, the book of James chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 19 down to verse 25. And I want us, as we prepare for 40 days in the Word, to look at this subject on how do I build my life on the Bible? The answer to that is to look at the way that God wired you and shaped you. God gave you five senses. Hear, smell, see, taste, and touch. Everything you know, everything you experience in life comes through one of those five senses. That's how you encounter life. And God wants you to learn to encounter the Bible with every one of your senses. We're going to look at this today. And these are all found in James chapter 1, verses 19 to 25. Now, if you're taking notes, the first way that I build my life on the Bible is this. I receive it with my ears. I receive it with my ears. We're talking about hearing the Bible, hearing the Word of God, hearing God speak to you. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. Every time you hear your pastor teach a message, you hear a Bible teacher, you hear a study on the radio, when you're hearing the word, your faith is being built. You're doing this first one right now. You're listening to the word of God being taught, and that builds your faith. Faith comes by hearing the message, and the message comes through the word of Christ. Now let's look and see what James says about this. James chapter 1, verse 19. Everyone should be quick to listen. Circle that. Quick to listen. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept, circle that, accept the word planted in you, which can save you. It is the word of God that saves us. If you don't hear the good news, you can't be saved. Now he says, be quick to listen. That's using my ears. And he says, accept the word. So in this passage, it's teaching us that I must receive it with my ears. Now this interesting word, accept the word in Greek, dekomai, literally is a hospitality term. It means to welcome a stranger. It means to welcome the word. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome your word. Come on in. I'm wide open. It is an attitude of acceptance. And if you're going to get the Bible in your life, you've got to start with, hey, I'm wide open. I got an attitude of acceptance. I welcome the word. I accept the word planted in me. Now, it says planted. It's interesting. Often through the Bible, the scripture is compared to a seed. And the seed is the word of God, and the soil is our hearts. The parable of the sower that Jesus told teaches this story. And he says that receiving the word is actually the seed being planted in your life. Now, I'm a gardener. In fact, you could call me a farmer because I garden massive scale. And what I do is I've learned that you can take the exact same seed and plant it in three different locations. And in one, you're going to get giant tomatoes. In another, you're going to get little tomatoes. In the other, you're not going to get anything. What's the difference? The difference is not the seed. The difference is the soil. The soil must be prepared for the seed. You got to mulch it. You got to break it up. You got to put some fertilizer in there, maybe a little Miracle-Gro if you want to do that. You've got to get it. The soil has to be prepared. This is the same thing for you here to hear God. Your heart has to be prepared. You see, if you come to church and you've got up late and you rushed in and you couldn't find a parking spot and you were all frustrated and it was raining and you got in and you were just really in an irritating mood and they said, okay, God, I'm ready for you to talk to me. You're not going to hear God's voice. You're not in a receptive mood. That's why you can take two people to church, sit them side by side, one will walk out and goes, man, that was powerful. That gave me a lot to think about. And the other person goes, I didn't get anything out of that. What's the difference? Heart preparation. Now, for good reception, this passage teaches you have to have four attitudes. Do you remember when televisions used to have antennas on them? And you would kind of move the antennas around to get good reception. We don't do that anymore. Now we do. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay. And you're looking for good reception. In order for you to hear God now, you got to have good reception. And the Bible says that's a matter of your heart attitude. Write down these four attitudes. First, it says, I must be quiet. For good reception, to hear God speak to me, I've got to be quiet. It says, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Now, you know, Kay has told me many times, Rick, when you're talking, you're not listening. At least I think that's what she said. You got to be quiet. You can't hear God if you're talking. Okay, number two, I got to be calm. It says, and slow to become angry. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Now, why in the world is it talking about anger when it's talking about the Bible here? Because you don't hear much when you're angry. We don't hear much when we're upset. We don't hear, we can't really hear what somebody else is saying when we are irritated, when we're angry, when we're uptight. When you are emotionally upset, you're defensive. On the other hand, when you are emotionally relaxed, you're quiet and you're calm. You can really hear what the other person is saying. And the same thing is true in getting into the Bible. You've got to be quiet and you've got to be calm if you're going to let God speak to you in the Bible. You can't be, God, I got 5 minutes here. Talk to me really quick. I got to go. See you later. If you're frantic, you're not going to hear God speak to you. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. My translation of that is sit down and shut up. Be quiet and be calm. By the way, I read this week that listening actually lowers your blood pressure and speaking raises your blood pressure. So if you need to lower your blood pressure, you ought to do a little bit more listening. I need to be calm and I need to be quiet. The third thing is I need to be clean. In other words, I can't have any junk in my life, any sin piled up, if I expect to hear God speak to me. The third thing he says is get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. He's saying here, before you do the seeding, you got to do some weeding. In other words, when I go out to plant a garden, I don't just go out and start planting seeds. First thing, I break up the soil. I get out all the dirt clods. I eliminate all the rocks. I pull out all the weeds. I get that soil really ready so it's clean. It's not full of junk. And I get it all ready for the soil. And he says, get rid of two things. Get rid of filth and get rid of evil. Now, it's interesting. This word filth in the Greek, riparion, you know what it is the word for? Earwax. That's the stuff on the end of that Q-tip. That's gross. He says, get rid of all the earwax. You know what he's saying here? The point is, I can't hear God if I got junk in my ear. I'm mentally blocked. I can't, you say, God never speaks to me. Well, you probably got earwax. Emotional, spiritual, mental, ethical earwax. You can't hear God because you got junk in your life. It plugs up the sound. He says, get rid of the filth, get rid of the evil, which is anything we know in our lives that is wrong. He says, you get rid of that before you come to me.
We'll continue our series, 40 Days in the Word, in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. A personal 40 Days in the Word journal. And Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Before you do the seeding, you got to do some weeding. In other words, when I go out to plant a garden, I don't just go out and start planting seeds. First thing, I break up the soil. I get out all the dirt clods. I eliminate all the rocks. I pull out all the weeds. I get that soil really ready so it's clean. It's not full of junk. And I get it all ready for the soil. And he says, get rid of 2 things. Get rid of filth and get rid of evil. That's interesting. This word filth in the Greek, riparion, you know what it is the word for? Earwax. that's the stuff on the end of that Q-tip. That's gross. He says, get rid of all the earwax. You know what he's saying here? The point is, I can't hear God if I got junk in my ear. I'm mentally blocked. I can't, you say, God never speaks to me. Well, you probably got earwax. Emotional, spiritual, mental, ethical earwax. You can't hear God because you got junk in your life. It plugs up the sound. He says, get rid of the filth, get rid of the evil, which is anything we know in our lives that is wrong. He says, you get rid of that before you come to me. And going back to this gardening thing, when I garden, I get dirty. I really actually like being in the mud. And I like getting muddy all over. And the crazy thing is after a day of gardening and stuff like that and being totally muddy, I'll come up and Kay goes, you take off all those clothes before you get to come in the house. You're not bringing those filthy clothes in my house. Now, I think this is totally unreasonable. Okay. But she doesn't want me tracking across the carpet manure. I don't know why. Okay. And so she says, you clean this up before you can meet with God. You need to take out some emotional garbage. You need to take out some spiritual garbage. You need to get rid of the stuff that stinks in your life. You're not going to hear God if your mind's filled with pornography or resentment or jealousy or any other junk in your life. You can't hear God. Now, how do I take out the garbage spiritually? The Bible calls it confession. Confession simply means to agree with God, that was wrong, God. You're right, and I was wrong. When you say that, that's confession. When you look at something, you're like, Lord, it was wrong for me to say that to my kids. It was wrong for me to act that way toward those people. It was wrong. That's called confession. The word confession is the Greek word homologeo. Logeo means to speak. Confession means to speak the same. God, I just agree with you. You're right, and I'm wrong. And that's how you clean out the garbage. So I get calm, I get quiet, and I get clean. The fourth thing I need is I need to be humble. Humble. That's the fourth thing he says. He says, humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Now, what does it mean to be humble? It means to say, ready to do whatever God tells me from his word. If I come with a prideful attitude, God, you tell me what you want me to do, and then I'll decide whether I'm going to do it or not. That isn't going to work. I come humbly. Now, these are the spiritual hearing aids for the first way to get God's word in your life. I receive, I accept, I receive God's word through my ears. I hear it. And I hear it by being calm and quiet and clean and humble. Now, that's a good way to get the word of God in your life. But if that's the only way, you're not growing very much because you forget 95% of what you hear within 72 hours. That's why I always encourage you to write, take notes, because by Wednesday you would have forgotten everything I've said, basically. So hearing is a good way to get the word of God in your life, but you forget 95% of it. So you've got to move to the deeper ways. Now, the second way to build my life on the Bible is to read it with my eyes. I receive it with my ears, but I read it with my eyes. I read the Bible. You cannot grow without reading the Bible. James chapter 1, verse 22 says this, down to verse 25. Don't merely listen to the word. In other words, you ought to listen, but don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, because you're going to forget it. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word of God but doesn't do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Now notice this mirror analogy. He says he looks at his face, the reflection in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And that's what happens a lot of times on Sunday. You hear a message, and by the time you get to the parking lot, you've already forgotten it. He looks in a mirror, looks at himself, but then he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But here's the opposite. The man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, the Bible sets us free, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Now, the whole reason why all of our churches are doing 40 days in the word is this. We want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed in every area of your life. I want God's blessing on your family, on your work, on your finances, on your health. Now, the Bible says if you will do these five things, you will be blessed. So let's go back and circle them, okay? You know, we talked about the first one. He said, listen, but here he says, don't merely listen. He says, the man who looks intently, circle looks intently. That's one of the ways you get blessed. That's reading the Bible. Then he says, and continues to do this. Circle the word continue. That's reviewing the Bible. And then he says, not forgetting what he's heard. That's remembering the Bible. Circle that one, not forgetting. But doing it, that's responding to the Bible. He will be blessed in what he does. To be blessed, you gotta do all these. So we're going to look at all of them today, and we're going to cover them in more detail during 40 days in the Word. But let's look at them one at a time. First, it says, the person who looks intently. What's he talking about there? He's talking about reading the Bible. But when I read it, I don't read it, speed read it. When I read the Bible, I read it and I reflect on it. I think about it. I ponder it. I look intently. And it says that the person who does this, it's like looking in a mirror. You know, many times the Bible is compared to a mirror in Scripture. The Bible compares itself to a mirror. What's the purpose of a mirror? The purpose of a mirror is to evaluate ourselves. And the Bible helps us do that. It's the mirror of God's word that helps us evaluate ourselves. Every one of you did it sometime today. When you got up this morning, at some point, Most likely, before you walked out the door, you paused and looked at a mirror to assess the damage from last night. And then you evaluated what needed to be changed before you walked out that door. You may have run a brush or comb through your hair, or you said, I don't have time to do that, I'm going to put on a ball cap. Or you washed your face, or maybe you took the time to put on some makeup after you had looked in the mirror. Somebody asked me the other day, Pastor Rick, is makeup a sin? No, it is a gift of God. All right. It is the gift of God. All right. All right. Thank God for, how many of you say thank God for makeup? All right. All right. In fact, for some people to not wear makeup, that would be a sin. All right. By the way, did you know that the first Queen Elizabeth, during, you know, Shakespeare time, that as she got older, that she lost her beauty? She had all of the mirrors removed from Buckingham Palace because she did not want to see the fact that she was growing older. Now, there are two ways to look at a mirror. There's, you can glance at a mirror or you can gaze at a mirror. Glance at a mirror is, anybody remember Happy Days, that show Happy Days? Remember Fonzie? He'd walk past a mirror and he'd stop and he'd lean back and go, eh. He didn't need to do anything because he was pure perfection. He didn't have to, you know, comb his hair or anything. He would glance. Now, you don't want to do that with this mirror. You can't just glance at the Word of God. That's a quick, you know, I'm rushed, Lord, I've got 2 minutes. I'm going to look at it real quick and then leave. No, glancing at the mirror of God's Word isn't going to help you change. You've got to gaze at it. You've got to gaze intently. You look at the details. And God wants us not to glance at His Word, but to gaze at His Word, to look intently. Number three, the third way to build your life on the Bible is I build my life on the Bible by I research it. I research it with my hands and my mouth. This is Bible study.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com or iTunes and download our podcast to listen again. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement. Pastor Rick Warren says that the ultimate purpose of the Bible is to change our lives and that the road to change begins with studying God's Word. Rick says that it's not enough just to love the Word and learn the Word. He says we must live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes a 6-video session DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time, a personal 40 Days in the Word journal, and Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks so much for your financial support of Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I love receiving notes and emails from Daily Hope listeners like you. Here's one that I got from Vio, a listener from Canada. She shared, Pastor Rick, I'm eternally grateful for all the wonderful work you're doing. Your messages are touching my heart and changing my life, and I'm sharing Daily Hope broadcasts with other people. Last month, I was baptized at my local church, and God is truly working in my life. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Well, Vio, it's so encouraging to hear these kind of messages. Thanks for writing me. And it's exciting to hear that you're sharing this Daily Hope program with other people. And I'm also glad to hear that you were baptized. Every Christian should be baptized. It's an important step of faith that says, I'm not ashamed of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm also happy that you found a local church family. You cannot be all God wants you to be without being connected to some kind of local church family where you live out all of God's purposes for your life. One of the most powerful things you can do is share your testimony. And here's one way you can do that. If God has used this broadcast in your life, would you let me know about it? Email me today, Rick at PastorRick.com. Thanks for listening to Daily Hope today.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.